please.
Kathy Aiken.
Dan Barkle here.
Don Reiner here.
Stu Martinez, present.
Kim Olenek, mayor, present. Pledge of Allegiance. And Kathy, would you lead us, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Ordinance 2012-10, an ordinance concerning nomination for city council positions and office of the mayor. I'll open the public hearing at this time and ask for a staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and councilors. This is an ordinance that is really directed by our city charter. We have a provision in our city charter, section 26, that speaks to elections and the need to have an election nomination process, which was in section 28 of the charter. And so we have taken the time to be in compliance with our charter directive by constructing for your consideration a nominating process. We hopefully have vetted it with all of you. I've heard conversations back and forth. We've made for some changes to reflect different varying inputs. And we have it here for your consideration. And it's up to you to decide whether it's sufficient or insufficient. If you determine it's insufficient, then we would further modify it. We re-notice it and have yet another public hearing on it. I do want to point out, when we had this in our working session, there was the question of whether the city manager or the city reporter should be the elections official, and was your persuasion that it ought to be the city reporter, so we modified it accordingly. And that is my staff report. Thank you so very much.
Okay. Are there any public comments? Hearing none, I will close the public hearing and ask for council deliberation. Any comments, concerns? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve ordinance 2012-10, an ordinance concerning nominations for city council positions and the office of mayor, and declaring an emergency.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve ordinance 2012-10 and declare an emergency. Any questions? All those in favor?
I have a question.
Question?
What is the, what arrangement do we have to document or set in policy the formula for which we ask the number of petitioners, I think that's the right word, number of people would sign a petition for nomination? I understand it's not in the ordinance. Where would it be found, and how would it be available to the public, and how could that consistency be determined, you know, so that it's not just an arbitrary number?
All right. As I understand it, we have a packet of information that will be provided to every candidate application. First of all, they will get this ordinance once it's been signed and approved and reflects what the council has said the nomination process is. Meantime, staff has also constructed a care package. It is an election care package that will go to every candidate. It's 10 or 12 pages. It's partially a composition of stuff that the city staff feels was important for a candidate to know. And it also has quite a bit of information that is provided by the county elections officer. And so we've tried to craft all that stuff in there. And within there, it speaks to the fact that if you're going to do a petitioning process, and I think you do a petitioning process instead of paying a nomination fee, that it requires 5 valid voter signatures. And someone has to attest to those 5 voter signatures. And then there's also a caution from the county clerk that the gatherer should get more than five petition signatures in case one is invalid.
Yeah.
And that'll be the direction that'll be in there. But how is it that the five is a drive? I don't know. We were going to look into that and find out, but I don't know.
It's a formula based upon the number of people who voted in the last general election for the governor.
For the governor?
For the governor. Oh. It's a complicated formula that when it comes time, the recorder can call the city clerk or the county clerk and get that number and put it in the packet.
To further answer that, it's the City of Lapine Charter follows Oregon Revised Statutes ORS 249.072 and it requires qualified City of Lapine registered voter signatures.
So
that's based on what Ken said, which is a formula based on the last gubernatorial election, which was in 2010. And it's determined by the number of voters who voted in that general election, and then it's 1% of the general election vote. And we have documentation that provides that. So every year it might change when we have to go out for election.
I remember when we did, it was six. I had to get six signatures, and I got 10 because the form has 10 slots on it. So, and I got that from
Luana.
She had the package, and there it was. You know, you need to get this number.
And our attorney, Mr. Green, advised against putting a number in the nomination form, the ordinance form, because he said it would fluctuate, and if you put a number certain, that number may run afoul of the state directive of it being a percentage of the gubernatorial election.
There was an email from our attorney indicating that. Came in either yesterday or today, because I read it this morning.
I saw the email, but I was my only concern was if we print it in a care package from year to year that changes, we have to really be careful, you know, to modify it. So either we're referencing the ORS or we're putting it in our care package, or you know, I'm just concerned about the consistency if we're putting it in. I wasn't 100% sure it was, you know, controlled by Oregon statute. And if it is, that's great. And that's probably just what we should let people know, and out of courtesy, let them know. But each year, that could be a different number, as we just talked about. So to just put something in place and then rely on that, I just don't want the city to be in a position of giving out the wrong information at some point. All right. And so apparently it is in our ordinance if it's referenced as this ORS.
And it's in our charter, I believe, too. As far as that, you know, we have to follow.
The charter says that we have to do what we do in the day.
Right. We have to follow ORS rules.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And I might say this. It's a lot easier to change the care package from year to year, which we'll probably have to do anyway, than to go back and change our ordinance. You
know? Yep.
The mayor's got that gavel fever.
Any further questions? Comments?
I have one question. What happens if somebody votes against it?
Votes against what?
This ordinance.
Nothing.
It's the majority. I know, but isn't there something about the emergency clause that doesn't take effect right away?
It needs a certain
That's right. It okay. needs to be unanimous.
And to go for an emergency clause.
That's right.
Otherwise it'd be
30 days. Yeah.
Well, that's just the evilest laugh I've ever heard.
I think it's the evilest one I've heard since I've been sitting here. Anyway, are there any further comments?
We need your help up here.
Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Vote is unanimous to approve.
Just wanted to know.
Are there any public comments? Hearing none? Is there public comment?
No.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Vote.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Okay, thank you.
And put a chest to deal with him today.
She just goes and does her.